With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel says it has launched phase two of its war on Hamas. Israeli troops and armor pushing deeper into northern and central Gaza. Israel has also accelerated airstrikes on terrorist targets. More aid, intended for civilians, has been trucked into Gaza. A shocking display of anti-Semitism in Russia. Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region, streaming onto the runway, hunting for passengers arriving from Tel Aviv. Social media video shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags, while others try to overturn a police car. Anti-Semitic slogans are heard, and some in the crowd demand the passports of arriving passengers, apparently trying to identify Israelis. Also at SRNnews.com, more than 1,000 people gathered in Lewiston, Maine last evening, a vigil remembering those wounded and killed in last week's mass shootings.
The names of the 18 killed were read.
Aaron Young. Bill Young.
Reverend Gary Bragg of Southern Baptist Church in Lewiston told the crowd to seek healing over relief.
Relief is temporary. Healing is permanent. Pain is temporary. Healing is permanent.
The vigil came 2 days after the body of suspected gunman Robert Card was found. Authorities say they aren't sure how soon the 40-year-old killed himself following Wednesday's rampage that also injured 13 people. I'm Donna Water.
Among the illegal immigrants surging into the U.S. across the southern border, Chinese nationals. And September saw the second highest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features up 76. This is SRN News. America's pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates have filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to those who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue that the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. This is SRN News. Two U.S. senators working to pass the Kids Online Safety Act aimed at protecting children and teens.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn was joined by the bill's co-sponsor, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, last week in a roundtable with parents whose children fell victim to the dangers of social media. Senator Blackburn spoke with Salem Radio about the terms of the bill.
What it would do is put the burden on social media to establish a duty of care, to do safety by design, to give a toolbox that kids and parents can use to keep kids from being exposed to things that are really illegal.
The legislation was first introduced in February 2022. George Williams reporting.
Looks like we're headed for a higher open this morning on Wall Street, with the Dow futures up close to 200 points. More details at SRNnews.com.